Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Catholics celebrated the resurrection of Christ on Easter Sunday, which happened shortly after the movie Conclave had come out. Well, actually, this happened. Conclave had come out, and then Conclave is now available online. And I watched it the other day. And Conclave is about the politicking that goes on behind the scenes in the selection process of a new pope. And it was just amazing. I wanted to see this when it was in the theaters, never got around to it, but I streamed it the other day and watched it. And as I was watching this movie, it was actually like watching the news develop. I felt like the cameras were behind the scenes of the Catholic Church because the Pope had just died. And this movie, Conclave, is about what the Catholic Church goes through when the Pope dies. Now, look, this is a fictional story, but there's enough information out over history that indicates that the Catholic Church has secrets, and the Catholic Church does everything it can to protect its image. As tempting as it might be to believe that there's some kind of conspiracy about the recent run of Conclave in theaters and then the death of Pope Francis, I really think it's just a coincidence. Production of the movie Conclave began in 2023. That's over 2 years before Pope Francis showed signs of a declining health. And the Pope's health issues continued in early 2025, and he passed away the day after Easter. So, you know, watching the movie again, I felt like I was watching the news cameras just behind the scenes. Conclave deals with something that I've talked about on this show, and that is the question of whether the Catholic Church will seek to find a pope who will continue the more liberal philosophy of Pope Francis, or will the Cardinal select someone who will revert back to a more strict interpretation of Catholic doctrine and the Bible. I'm hoping for the more liberal philosophy. And again, this is not regarding politics, it's regarding the Catholic Church. Pope Francis was more liberal than many past popes, and he was very accepting of the LGBTQ community, accepting of contraception, the issue of divorced, newly married Catholics being invited to communion. Pope Francis's views were very controversial and caused many devout Catholics to reject his philosophy. Pope Francis was also quick to condemn President Donald Trump when Trump said or did something that the Pope considered to be in defiance of the spirit of what it means to be a Christian. And Trump was never at a loss to come back at the Pope and criticize the Pope for what he was saying. Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said after the news broke about the death of Pope Francis that the, quote, hand of God, unquote, defeated evil. Many conservative Christians opposed Pope Francis for his more accepting views of homosexuality, contraception, and, of course, the Pope's attacks on Donald Trump. As much as we have talked about the separation of church and state, politics and religion are naturally blended together under certain circumstances. And the Catholic Church is such a powerful entity that it's not a surprise that Catholicism sometimes becomes part of politics. The movie Conclave was slow getting started. It was slow. You have to invest in the characters and what's going on. Remember how you felt the first time you saw The Godfather? And there were all these names being mentioned, all these, and you had no idea who these people were. I kind of felt like that in the beginning of Conclave. So don't let that discourage you. Stick with it to the end, because there's quite an interesting ending. Conclave does present that problem that The Godfather presented with all the names being mentioned, and it's hard to keep track of that. The acting was good. The movie was the winner of non-Oscar nominations. Eight Oscar nominations, including Best Picture of the Year. Now, the movie is very cerebral, and I would describe it as a cerebral thriller. But of all the action that takes place, it's the action that takes place in the brain that's exciting. I mean, it's not an action-filled movie. There's not like shooting and guns and things like that. Again, it's a slow movie in the beginning, but the pace does pick up, and you are introduced to some of the concerns involving the leading candidates for Pope. And those concerns are going on, you know, right now behind the scenes in the Catholic Church. But I suggest that you stick with the movie because the surprise ending is unexpected. I'm not going to reveal it, but I'm only going to say that the surprise ending does remind us that the Catholic Church has secrets.